Aer Lingus flights that have already been cancelled amid industrial action by IALPA pilots will remain that way, a spokesperson for the airline has confirmed. The Irish Airline Pilots Association yesterday recommended acceptance of Labour Court proposals aimed at resolving its pay dispute with Aer Lingus. The union is to suspend its work to rule at the airline while it awaits the outcome of a ballot of pilots. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan is with us. So good news for some Aer Lingus passengers, but anything that has been cancelled remains so despite the suspension of this work to rule, Brian.
Yeah, and it's worth pointing that out, Gavin, because I think today people hearing this news, it is good news, and they might be thinking, oh, I'm cancelled over the weekend or I'm cancelled early next week. Will I be uncancelled? Unfortunately not. There is no such thing as uncancelling a flight. That will remain in place. And it's a huge number when you add it up. It's 573 cancellations in total since this industrial action began just over 2 weeks ago. If you're cancelled up until Tuesday, I'm afraid that remains the same. The good news is that Aer Lingus was getting ready to announce this morning more cancellations for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week. That now won't happen because this work to rule has been suspended. Worth pointing out, it is suspended. It's not cancelled forevermore, the work to rule, because what's going to happen now is that over the coming days, there's going to be information meetings for members of IALPA. A ballot will then open on this day next week, next Thursday. It will run over the weekend, an electronic ballot, and it will close on Tuesday week. The results will then be announced on Tuesday. And yes, the union is giving a resounding endorsement of this deal. It's saying it's a significant win. They're encouraging people to vote yes. They're recommending them to vote yes. But at the end of the day, Gavin, it is up to the individual pilots whether or not to reject or accept this deal.
And what are you hearing about pilots' reaction to this Labour Court proposal?
So look, on paper, it looks good. It's 17.75% of a pay increase over a four-year period. They were looking for a 24% pay increase over a three-year period. It isn't all in the pilots' favour, and it couldn't be that way, because if it was, Aer Lingus would have rejected it. I suppose where some pilots may have issue is this whole issue of summer leave. Part of this proposal from the Labour Court is that a crewing agreement that was agreed back in 2019 that would have given pilots the opportunity to take more time off during the summer, that is going to be scrapped. That's no longer going to exist. Now, there's good and bad in that for the pilots, because the way it was structured, pilots owed a debt to the company to cover the cost of that crewing agreement. But in its recommendation, the Labour Court basically said, look, this thing is complicated, it's inoperable, it's causing an awful lot of difficulty, let's just scrap the whole thing. And that is now the deal. It has now been scrapped. That will be difficult for some pilots to take, because it means this extra summer leave they were able to take, they were able to take some of their leave from the winter months, move it into the summer, that will now be under pressure and that will now be in jeopardy. And interestingly, when you speak to Aer Lingus about this recommendation, and remember, Gavin, Aer Lingus had repeatedly said, if the pilots are to get anything over and above the money that we're already giving other members of staff, we'll need flexibility and we'll need productivity changes. The Labour Court document does not specifically recommend specific flexibility changes. However, Aer Lingus has pointed to the abolition of that summer leave agreement and saying, well, that's our flexibility. That's where we're going to be getting greater productivity from the pilots in the summer months. And again, that is because both sides had to be able to wear this. There had to be something for Aer Lingus. There had to be something for pilots for it to get agreement.
Brian, thank you. That's Brian O'Donovan, our work and technology correspondent.